Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
By the way, NFL at 4 o'clock on the NFL Network, I'm told. The New York Giants play the Patriots. I want to see Daniel Jones. Okay, because I think they're going to be, I think they should make a bid on Jimmy Garoppolo. They're out of their mind. So the Giants, you know, New York, I've had this theory that New York's baseball teams are so hot, Rick Bucher.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn's in the news.
Mm-hmm. not necessarily for all the good, all the best reasons, yes.
But there are times in some of these big cities, LA, New York, Chicago, you do make moves sometimes, not just about winning, but to be relevant
sure.
in a highly distracted competitive market. And if I think the Knicks going after Donovan Mitchell with RJ Barrett and Jalen Brunson, I think Donovan Mitchell's not a need, but he does get them discussed. He probably makes them more captivating. So I think the New York Giants have a problem in the market.
Well, there's demonstrating an interest, there's making yourself relevant, and then there's actually making the move. And sometimes if you just demonstrate, we're trying to get something done, that at least tells your fan base that you're trying, as
right.
opposed to, no, we're good. We're good where we are. And everybody looks at you and says, well, not compared to everybody else who's in your market.
So the Giants, if they want to go, they've been bad 8 of the last 9 years, I think. The idea they can just sit on their hands with Daniel Jones, I do not get it in that market. Again, if it's San Antonio, you're the NBA team.
Yeah.
They're going to be bad next year, but that's the game in town, so you go to the games.
It's also a matter of what you're saying to your team.
Yeah.
Like, you walking into a season, you're going, wait a minute, we're coming back with the same crew? It's a little bit, not to give you a transition, but it's a little bit why Kevin Durant is asking out of Brooklyn. He's looking at what they had at the end of last year and what they have now, and he's like, how are we possibly going to be better? Well, I would think that anybody in the Giants locker room would be thinking the same thing.
So, Kevin Durant, a story out today that Boston is one of the landing spots, preferred
yeah.
landing spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said before, I'd give up Jaylen Brown, I'd give up a really high-end bench player and a couple of draft picks. I'd
yep.
good with it. I'm not dismantling the team. Now, chemistry probably takes a hit. Depth takes a hit. A little of your future takes the hit, but he's a big game player, big game finisher. Tatum, we're not sure if he can do that.
Yep.
It makes sense to me. But my other takeaway is Kevin Durant's more Kawhi than LeBron. We're finding out you can't build a culture around him, but
right.
you can add him to a great culture, and he's unbelievable.
Right.
And I think Kevin's coming to terms with, I don't want the day-to-day nonsense.
Right.
Just put me on the Warriors or the Celtics, and I'll be the shot maker with
yep.
a minute
yep.
left.
Yep.
And so I think Boston works.
Yes. I think it does too. There was one name that you didn't include in from the GMs that I've talked to about this deal. The linchpin as to who it would work best for is whether Marcus Smart is in the deal or not.
So Jalen and Marcus.
If you're sending Jalen and Marcus, that's a great deal for Brooklyn. But if I'm Boston, I want to keep Marcus Smart. Because Marcus Smart is my leader. He is my pace setter.
Yeah.
He's my Draymond Green. I don't want Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum to be the leaders of my team. Because neither one of them really embraces that or gets galvanizes everybody. Right. Now, Ime Udoka has demonstrated that he will hold stars accountable.
Yeah.
He doesn't care who you are. He will hold you accountable. And I would assume that he would do the same thing with Kevin Durant. But I still need a voice in the locker room because it started with Marcus Smart calling out Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. That's where it started. That's where the turnaround last year started. I would need the same thing. And if I don't have Marcus Smart, then I lose a lot of physicality. And I lose a lot of leadership.
Yeah, no, there are players that I've defended Draymond Green. If you look at the plus minus of the Warriors, him on the court, him not in the playoffs, it's different. In fact, there's some analytic where he was like a 7.5. It was higher than Stephen Clay. So there are these players. I always say it's easy to just say Draymond's a glue guy, but he also can be a catalyst.
Sure.
I think Marcus Smart is. I mean, if you go to the numbers last year in the playoffs, when Marcus shot well, they won.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. Now, that's not, you don't get that delivery, but often. But when he three times in a series plays well offensively, they win all those games.
Yeah, and it's also, it's the chemistry of the team.
Right.
It's how all the pieces go together. Marcus Smart is comfortable. I mean, it's the reason he was defensive player of the year. I'm comfortable taking on the toughest assignment.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with whatever shots I get. I'm comfortable playing off of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But I'm also going to ask Jaylen and Jason to play hard and to commit themselves to defense. Who does that for the Celtics if Marcus Smart is not there? And yes, Ime would do that. But you always need that guy in the locker room who is going to support what your coach is asking to be done.
So sometimes there's a take, and I just don't understand everybody's take on it. I think the Lakers are bad. Mm-hmm. I think their bench is weak. I think LeBron and AD are obviously not going to be available for 80 games. So you need elements beyond those two.
Yep.
Westbrook's not it. If I have to hear one more time, you know, let's give them some more games together. It doesn't work. Stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to move him. They want to move him. I thought the other day, Chris Haynes' story, when they had multiple things sourced, and all the things sourced felt like shots at Westbrook. So how do you think this transpires before the start? You know, they said, we want cohesion, a Westbrook problem. Selflessness, new roles, and the offense runs through AD was like, Russell, we hope this annoys you.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. No, look, clearly LeBron and Clutch would like to get Westbrook out of there.
Yes.
That's without question. Darvin Ham can't play that card because there's still the question. He may have to coach him. And so he has to demonstrate that I still believe in you and we can still make this work. But look, the bottom line is there are no easy answers for the Lakers. Everybody thinking that somehow you're going to flip Westbrook into what? No. If you decide to buy him out, if you decide to move him to give somebody else cap relief, that's the best that you are going to do. And so I understand the dilemma that the Lakers are in because, to your point, okay, you can say it doesn't work, but who's going to play? Like, the real question you have is, do we try to make it work with Westbrook? Do we try to demonstrate that he can still play a little bit and get through some of the season? Or do we just say, we're moving in another direction without him? It's addition by subtraction.
I think... when everybody in a business knows the truth, address the truth, and move on. I think you're much better just saying, we're going into camp. Let's not pretend something works.
I'm going to say the other side of that is, though, Westbrook is not the heart of all their problems.
No.
Like, moving off of Westbrook, getting him out of there doesn't dramatically change who you are.
But he's a solution for none of them. He's not He's not all their problem. He solves none of their issues. Okay. He's bad for chemistry. He's bad for shooting. He no longer defends. This is not personal. He doesn't solve any of what they need. They need more versatile wing defenders who can shoot and defend.
Yes.
He doesn't do any of that.
Okay, fair. I'm going to push back on you when it comes to chemistry. Everything else, I'm fine. I don't think Russell is a negative with that team. I don't think he's causing problems in the locker room.
I think players like him. Yeah. I think they struggle to play with him.
But for sure.
By all accounts, he's a good dad, charity. He's not a bad person at all.
It hurts me to see what has happened to Russell Westbrook.
I had somebody I know that is kind of in his circle said the same thing is, this is hard for him.
Yeah.
This is hometown.
Yes.
This is brutal.
Not only is it his hometown, and not only is it turning out to be a disaster when he thought it was going to be everything he hoped it would ever be, but he's a guy who's always played hard.
Oh, he cares.
Right? And he's done everything off the off the court. Right. So to see him being just dragged now is really hard. That said, he is somewhat the architect of his own demise.
Yes. I don't think there's any question. You know, it is I texted Rich Paul yesterday about Ben Simmons. I said, I'd like to be ahead of the story, not behind it. How's he doing? And we were talking about Ben Simmons. Let's talk about somebody who has played and will play for sure, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of discussions. I mean, I saw a story today. We didn't make it a rant, but it was two reports in New York from reporters in New York. Kyrie hates the owner. He hates the GM.
Yeah.
Then Kyrie's agent came out. Another story says that's just not true. He doesn't hate him. Whatever it is, when stuff like that gets out, there's something there.
Yeah.
What does his future look like? Because if Kevin Durant is bailing on it, I'm not building around Kyrie. He can be an accessory piece. I'm not building anything around him.
Right. My understanding is Kyrie already has a place in L.A. He wants to be here.
He wants to be a Laker.
He wants to be a Laker. And I would not be surprised if ultimately that gets done. Brooklyn wants to move on. They have made that clear.
By the way, he does solve one of the Lakers' issues. He is a brilliant shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, short term, he could be fine with chemistry. Now, he's a terrible defender, but this team needs shooters because LeBron gets you shots. They just can't land them.
Well, he normally does. The question is, will LeBron play that role again? And I know heard a thousand times, if only he had guys who could shoot, that last year would have been different. Malik Monk can shoot. Malik Monk, when he had the opportunity to be a scorer, demonstrated that he could be a scorer last year.
Yeah.
LeBron James was looking at chasing a scoring title last season. That, if he's going to make the transition back to, I'm a distributor and I am a playmaker and I'm not worried about scoring, then I'm with you. The Kyrie Irving combination can work. You still have issues at the defensive end. And it still comes down to Anthony Davis. Can Anthony Davis be healthy? Can he be the backbone to all that defense? You still don't have multiple defensive wings. So Kyrie a little bit better of an answer than Russell Westbrook?
Absolutely. For his offensive prowess.
I will give you that. But it's a skunch. Like, let's not suggest that, you know, Kyrie Irving is the solution to all their problems.
No, he's not. It's just like in my life. I don't need people in my life to be a solution to all my problems. But if you can solve something.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
Okay, but you have multiple people in your lives solving all sorts of little problems.
That's right.
With Colin.
And so that's why I don't have any problems.
Right.
Because I have orchestrated this net of people to solve my little small issues.
Exactly. And I'd like to think I'm part of that small net. That said, LeBron James has, you got one string. You don't have a whole net.
But one of his issues is, the Lakers were first or second in the league in getting open threes, and nobody could land them. Kyrie will solve that issue. Westbrook cannot. Kyrie is a really, really great, one of the most beautiful jump shot, best small closer of all time. Nate Archibald, Kyrie Irving, small closer all time, way up there.
Yeah, off the dribble shooter, without question. But again, it comes back to, is LeBron James going to be a playmaker? Kyrie's not a playmaker. Let's be clear. He shouldn't even be defined as a point guard.
No, he's not. He's a finisher.
He's a shooting guard.
He's the best small finisher
ever.
He's
a scorer.
He doesn't have assists.
Agreed.
LeBron will be your playmaker, and Kyrie's got to get over that. Kyrie acknowledged we didn't get along the first time because Kyrie said, I screwed up. I wasn't mature enough. I like that. I like owning your stuff. Last week, you owned your psychedelic past. I love that.
I did. We don't need to revisit that again.
No.
Maybe next week we'll come in. We'll get to something else.
Yeah, no.
Dark part of my past.
I don't need to hear a second version of your psychedelic past.
Oh, no. Trust me. I gave you enough.
Yeah, you were like Olga Corbett. You landed the first one on the high beam so perfectly. There's no reason to go to a second.
Had no idea I was even going to be in a gymnastics contest, but there you are.
Oh, it's harder with psychedelic teas to land on the beam, but... You know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line
God,
News.
God, Daniel Jones better play tonight. If that game goes and I don't get Mac Jones or Daniel Jones, NFL just cancel the preseason. When you got two guys that need to play, if none of them play, even in the NBA preseason, stars play some. Are we going to have nobody play for the Giants-Patriots tonight? Daniel Jones needs reps. I've seen the video.
Did you just see news that he's not playing?
No, but I wrote it down here as a note. Like, NBA major
that's news?
I don't know. That's why I was curious.
If you go to spring training, Clayton Kershaw gets innings in.
Yeah.
If
you get one or two.
LeBron plays in the preseason.
Yeah,
are you going to tell me quarterbacks that aren't great are not going to play in the preseason? What's the point of the preseason? You're ripping off fans. You're charging them for tickets.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to happen. All right. Well, let's get back to the Nets drama, because their offseason has been full of it, especially after Kevin Durant reportedly reiterated his trade request and handed the team an ultimatum earlier this week: trade me or fire Steve Nash and GM Sean Marks.
That's harsh.
Following that news, the New York Post reported that Kyrie Irving hates the tandem of Nash and Marks, soon after the report, Kyrie's agent, who is also his stepmother, is denying those claims, saying, "I'm not sure where this narrative is coming from, but Kyrie does not hate Steve or Sean. That's not a part of his being or how he represents himself in the world. He is about peace, love, and acceptance."
Now, so his stepmom
is his agent.
Wow.
Does that add to the story a little bit?
Well, it's
who he is.
I got to be honest. I need representation.
Yeah.
To defend me or whatever.
We all do.
The idea of using a family member.
Momager.
Is really, I just don't love it.
Right? This whole the whole Nets situation
has
felt
crazy.
Like a high school musical drama, moms involved. There's something new every day where you just kind of scratch your head. Like, how is this happening?
It feels like. It's a high school musical.
It is. High school musical drama. We got momagers involved. We got all the star people creating drama every day. This came out just after KD gave his ultimatum.
Something new
and exciting. Good for us, but a little bit of a disaster. All right, moving on. The Dodgers have been rolling over the last week and a half, winning their 10th straight game last night after rallying to beat the Twins 8-5. The 10 wins include the sweep of their NL West rivals, the Padres and Giants, pushing their lead into the division to 16 games with the Padres just below them. Now, we talked about it earlier. The Padres just made a blockbuster trade at the trade deadline, getting one of the biggest stars in Juan Soto so they could compete with the Dodgers, and then immediately got swept by the Dodgers.
And couldn't score. Soto's really hit well. We have the Dodgers on in our house in the summer a lot. They're an all-star team at the plate. Now, again, they've got two issues. Their pitching's fine without Clayton Kershaw. He basically disappeared until he'll probably give you four starts before the playoffs.
They'll be okay.
Walker Buehler, who doesn't make a ton. The question is, do you risk bringing him back? He only makes $4 million a year. It's not like you feel like you're getting something out of it. If Kershaw comes back, and he will, and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He's got back spasms. He's an aging guy. I think the Mets win the National League. I got to tell you, if the Dodgers and the Mets end up, I think the Mets.
Okay.
I think if Scherzer and DeGrom give you four starts in a seven-game series, I don't think you're beating the Mets. Now, the Dodgers have more power. They have more pop in their lineup. So that could be one of the best National League series in
forever. It'll be incredible.
I mean, you'll have so many high-level players.
Yep.
It'll be an all-star game. The Mets-Dodgers would be an all-star game.
Oh, and you got New York, L.A., two of the biggest markets as well. But as you mentioned, Dodgers have had a plus 45 run differential over that 10-game winning streak. So they are swinging the bat. They are getting runs. They are a winning culture. They know how to figure it out with whatever comes their way. All right, switching gears, the battle between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf continues following yesterday's news that a federal judge rejected the bid of three LIV golfers who were seeking to participate in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Billy Horschel has been vocal about how he feels about PGA Tour members that have left for LIV Golf, and he made some revealing comments about the tour defectors yesterday, saying, "I've said it to some of the guys personally. I think they have been brainwashed. The way they feel so adamant that they're going to be back on the PGA Tour, I've had some of them tell me, 'I'll see you on the tour again.' And I said, 'No, you won't.'"
Listen, I supported Phil Mickelson, Greg Norman, all these golfers going to the LIV Tour. That said, when you make or create a strong action, that was a strong action, you will get a reaction.
Yeah.
And so my takeaway on Phil Mickelson, if I was a young golfer, I would not do this.
Yeah.
If I'm Phil Mickelson and I'm 57 years old, I'm not viable. I don't know if I'd take the money, but I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Our government has been aligned forever with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia owns English Premier League teams. So I'm not going to beat up on golfers. I got issues with my own government. There's people I'm more discouraged about. But I will say this, and this is where, and I've defended LIV golfers and golfers Greg Norman. If any time in life you are a disruptor, this is what Uber was to taxis.
Yeah.
Uber got the reaction to your strong action. Uber got sued in San Francisco by cab companies. So don't do something defiant and disruptive and don't expect a reaction to it. And so what you're seeing now is when you're Phil Mickelson and you're sitting down there with your wife and he probably sat down there and they had a glass of wine and they talked about this for a couple nights. It can't just be, we'll make a bunch of money. You had to at some point sit down and go, we may get kicked out of the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And that has to be a discussion. So anytime you disrupt tradition in America, a lot of people find comfort in that. So any strong action, I tell my kids, the stronger your action, the stronger the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I defend the FedEx Cup. I defend other tournaments that are saying, you know, listen, we're not comfortable with the Saudi Arabia connection. We're not going to let you in. Like, I defend that. That's a reaction to a wildly strong disruptive action. So that I don't think there's any hypocrisy on my side. I will defend anybody with mobility in America. I will defend all of you, me, on mobility. But if I decided to leave one of my companies, don't think they won't have a reaction. I mean, you know, Troy Aikman left, we signed Brady the next day.
Yeah.
Like, companies have a right to react to your action. So, you know, this, I think Billy Horschel, I think I can see the PGA closing a lot of doors for these guys, and I get it.
They're
hurt. They're injured.
I think a lot of maybe the young guys who went over to the LIV Golf were in this honeymoon phase where all this glitz and glam and money was being thrown at their face.
Yeah.
And now it's slowly starting to fade away, all the sparkles. They're not going to be able to get back in. There have also been reports that LIV Golf isn't paying out prize money to their players, which they've denied, but it's new. A lot of things go wrong your first couple of years.
Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Yeah, this whole thing is going to be turbulent. Like, don't kid yourself. This is just the beginning. We'll see. Up next, play or nay? Which star should actually take some reps in the preseason?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Field of Dreams game is tonight on Fox, and you have a free chance to win $10,000 in Big Poppy's money playing the Fox Bet Super 6. Just scan the QR code, download the Fox Bet Super 6 app, and enter six outcomes you think will happen during the game for your free chance to win.
All right, we're going to play or nay. Why, for a variety of reasons, Alex Curry, these quarterbacks should either play or nay, not play at all in the preseason. So here we go.
All right, let's start. Should Trevor Lawrence play in the preseason?
Absolutely. Maybe more snaps than anybody. He's got Christian Kirk, tight end Evan Ingram, Zay Jones, a new head coach in Doug Peterson. And also, let's be honest, you got to build up some confidence. Also, Travis Etienne, the running back last year, got hurt. James Robinson, the running back, got hurt. This is a young offense, and you could really use some snaps here. This team needs confidence. All sorts of moving parts. New tight ends, new receivers, backs now that didn't play last year, and a new coach. Give me snaps.
We got a little preview already of this one. Should Daniel Jones play in the preseason?
Yeah, he's got, first of all, yes, you should play. This guy needs to have some good outings. He needs to have a 7-play drive for a touchdown because he didn't have a lot of them last year. Sometimes, even though it doesn't count, it counts in life, right? Like, well, it doesn't count. No, actually, having a couple good drives for touchdowns for him could count. You don't know if those guys upstairs aren't talking about Jimmy Garoppolo today because the story came out Cleveland's interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. Couple long 7-8-play drives for touchdowns can end some of those discussions upstairs. Play.
Should Derek Carr play in the preseason?
No, nay. He didn't play. Last 2 years, he hasn't played a snap. He's the thing. He's been the life preserver for, at times, a drowning organization. I don't need him. And he played with Devontae Adams in college. Reportedly, they've been great at camp. I don't need to see anything.
Should Zach Wilson play in the preseason?
I'm go either way on this because he just lost his left tackle. I would probably say play. He was very good in the preseason last year, and they've got all sorts of new pieces on the O-line, tight end. He's got a couple of good receivers I like. And he was also, again, he was good in preseason last year. And you got a coaching staff right now? If I'm Robert Saleh, I'm not sure. This team last year sometimes didn't look well coached. Again, like the Giants, sometimes the games that don't count count more than you think. Go get a win. Go play Zach Wilson.
Should Matt Ryan play in the preseason?
No, because he's the only new piece to the Colts offense. Smart guy, learned it quickly, had a great camp. And there's no reason for Matt Ryan to play. And the other thing is, with Matt Ryan, is he picks up stuff really quick. He had a lot of different offensive coordinators and coaches in Atlanta. He never had a problem picking stuff up quickly. So I don't worry about that. I think he's one of those guys in the league that never needs to play another preseason snap the rest of his career.
Should Trey Lance play in the preseason?
Yeah. I mean, he attempted 71 pass attempts last year. And here, it's another one where for his teammates in that building, I know the games don't count, but they count. He needs to complete some passes, have a couple of successful drives, play him.
Should Jalen Hurts play in the preseason?
No, because his style is conducive to taking shots. He's a smaller guy that moves. I wouldn't play him. Also, he's got a new wide receiver, A.J. Brown, and according to reports, Jalen and A.J. Brown have hit it off immediately. I think with his style and size, like Kyler Murray's the same thing. I don't need Kyler. Kyler moves around a lot. Kyler can get hit. Kyler's a smaller quarterback. I don't need to see him play in the preseason.
Should Russell Wilson?
Yes, a lot of new moving parts. Russell never gets hurt. Outside of a broken finger, Russell doesn't get hit. And also, there are so many moving parts here, whereas Jalen Hurts got a lot of returning people. Everything's a moving part. I wouldn't play him a ton, but I think it'd just be, we got a new coach. We don't know if the coach can coach. I want to see him with his starting offense for a couple series, live bullets flying. Let's call some plays. Let's get a 10-play drive in.
Should Tua play in the preseason?
Actually, no. I don't, again, injury history, I don't need him to take one more shot than necessary. So again, Russell doesn't have an injury history. Jalen Hurts, smaller athlete, I don't want him getting hit. Tua, smaller athlete, don't want him getting hit.
Should Mac Jones play in the preseason?
Yeah, if for no other reason, I want to see Matt Patricia call plays. I think play calling is rhythmic. I think the guys who do it well, like the Andy Reids, the Sean Paytons, the Lane Kiffins, have been doing it a long time. I don't think you can just show up week one and start being an elite play caller. I think more than Mac Jones, I think Matt Patricia needs live play calling game experience.
Should Justin Fields play in the preseason?
Yeah, he completed 59% of his throws last year. He's a big body. He can take hits. I think the offensive line needs work, so this team has a chance to just not be good at all, but I would do it. I mean, remember last year, he split duties with Andy Dalton, mm-hmm. so I want him getting, you can see the picture. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like, he can take shots. I don't worry about that. He just needs snaps.
And finally, should Aaron Rodgers play in the preseason?
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's played. I could be wrong on this. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has played a preseason snap in 4 years. 3 years, 2018. I don't remember him playing a preseason snap. And the argument is he's got all these new players. I don't think those are going to be great relationships, regardless of 8 snaps in the preseason. Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, I know what you are. Russell Wilson, I think I do, but new coach, new weapons, new system, new audible system. I'd like to see some live play. Life is full of good surprises and bad surprises. A protection plan through carshield.com covers the bad ones. Let's say your car breaks down. You need a rental car, roadside assistance. CarShield covers all of those. A 10% deduction if you call in right now at 800-391-8888. CarShield.com/herd. All right, good stuff today. Tomorrow is Friday. Giants, 4 o'clock NFL Network, I'm told. Play the Patriots. I want to see some Daniel Jones. I want to see some snaps. It's here. It's so nice. Go home, 4 o'clock, have the dogs, open a beer up, ready to go. Football season's officially here. We'll see you tomorrow. Speak for yourself coming up next.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.